We got lube.
We got the soap, man. The soap.
We got the soap. Soap my nigga. Hey.
You got your 20 bikes waiting, my guy.
When I could you now be like, you're my bottom bitch. Ooh, wee. So, I mean, that's my only pet. I'm
getting a story, okay, you guys.
Hey, yeah,
I'll give you.
Yes, you are
stupid,
life. Yes, you are stupid, bro.
You said, what did you
do? What did you do, bro? Okay, do you know that? You're a strong sucker, gel.
I was.
Those
guys go through.
I mean, diseases. This is nothing.
Actually, know someone who went to jail, and it was a woman who went to jail, and she was told to eat pussy. But it was green.
Green?
Hey, you're quite explicit.
Serious fucking hey. Thing.
Green.
I kid you not, if I'm lying, I'm dying today.
Hey.
She got to jail, and you see the way they come for you because
everyone finger on you.
So they got her and room her, and she was in pussy. Went down on this woman, and it was fucking green.
Tell me, how does it feel living that good life? Never ever really have to think twice about who you step
on. Mimi kwa nikijua Van just does podcast, man. Kumbe my man is here.
What?
Serious business, my G. Hey. Keep going, Van.
You have opened my eyes.
Keep going.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. No, he's a sasa.
So actually, yeah.
Okay.
So most women will get into a relationship with the mentality that I actually just divorce this guy and get 50% of the property. But that's not the case. So you like actually have to prove the direct contribution or the indirect contribution for the guy to acquire the wealth while he was with you. And if you actually can't prove that, you actually have no claim to the said property.
Wow. Win.
Being Kenyan is nice. So I think that 50-50 split is just to call stato.
Yeah, actually, call stato. Like, okay, then in a summer, upon divorce, y'all are required to have an equitable share of the property. There should be equity of the property, but not equity in terms of 50-50. So the judges in the other precedents, they've come up with that equity is not in terms of like the 50-50% share of the property. It's just that the contribution, like the equity in terms of, I actually did this when we were in the relationship.
Oh.
So I actually warrant this and this.
Okay.
So that's the major thing.
Okay. Now I have another question. Does our law currently switch it up and... If said woman made, how do you can the woman, okay, they can pay child support now, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, in which cases?
Okay, if she's
unemployed. Silanto, you just checked out of that question. She's like, you haven't paid child support, nigga! Men used to be men.
Yeah, men used to be men. Used to die in war.
In war! So, in what scenario will the court mandate the woman to pay child support?
So, okay, kuna this act. The point is, one, okay, the notion is that the husband pays the child support. But the thing is, the partner with the higher income is the one to pay child support if the said child is not staying with that partner. So if you've gone with the kids, let's say you're earning one mic and your ex-wife is earning 2 mics, you know, but you're the one who went with the kids. So, like, the wife is mandated to pay the child support to some point, like,
18 years.
Yeah. Oh, not even the age, but like, see, even after 18 years, the child is still studying.
Hmm.
So, like, anaendelea kulipwa, but a certain amount according to what you're earning. Like, what you're earning is actually a base of the amount inatakuwa naongezea juu. So, ijalishi, like, the gender who's, like, earning the most. In most cases, obviously, it's the husband, okay, in our setup right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that if the wife is earning more, she's actually mandated to pay the child support.
Silanto checked out times two. Silanto is now like, yo, from now on, my boy needs to know I make 5K.
He can't. 500 shillings.
Man. Say. So actually, our Kenyan. No, question is, you know, it's a different thing to have the law and it's a different thing to implement the law.
Actually,
it works.
The thing is, it actually works. Kwa court cases, it actually works. Wengia minimo like the 50-50% share. So the thing is, the court wants to introduce, okay, The law says that even indirect contribution actually plays a role. But most cases that have been decided in Akwanga, like the other way around, kama huwezi prove the direct contribution, like in Akwanga, it's so hard for you to get the 50% share. You'll actually end up with like 20% or like 10% of the share, not the 50%, because you actually can't prove the direct contribution. So the law is actually there. The people who won those cases are influential. Okay, one has to be true.
Wow. At least you're not like Ghana. If you go to divorce in Ghana, you have to go in your wedding outfit. Mm-hmm. So divorce court, your Ghana on my wedding like dress. Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Pressure.
Say, have y'all mean it? Have y'all, bro? Like, why is Nairobi so fucking hot all of a sudden?
The prequel. The prequel before hell.
See, Hadi. Hadi like umecheki house wametoa kwanza ni inspect kani mali legitimate.
Yeah. Unataka ku scan QR code.
Yesi.
Eh, unajua kuna kitu fulani mtuzo alisema juzi. Alisema vodka itatengenezwa
kwa. Hiyo kuna vodka ya Kenya.
Kwani nimekuwa nikikunywa nini nimeshangoa.
What? What have you been drinking since university?
Wow. Kwanza kulikona ile pombe fulani ilikuwa ma 130 bob. Blue Moon. Nikiwa first year. Blue Moon. Ilikuwa 130 bob quarter. Nakumbuka kitu ili it had me on a chokehold because it was cheap. It was very cheap, manze. Actually, nakumbuka I used to forgo supper. to take Blue Moon.
Ukate
uzima. Down your way. I've been drinking fake shit. Ay. Wetuzo bara. Ungeni feature. Ungeni feature. Ungeni feature. Some of them. But not all.
There's no vodka in Kenya.
There's no I.
Muse.
Eee.
What have we been drinking?
What have we been drinking, man?
Juicy, actually, you know, it's a friend of mine who told me, if you want to, like, verify Gordon's, the sticker usually has the fruits. Like, this is Sicilian lemon. Ukiangalia the sticker nandani on this other side, uh-huh. You can see lemons in your eye sticker. Sindele Mediterranean orange, huh? Uh-huh. You can see oranges in your eye sticker. So, if you ever buy Gordon's, and the plain one, you'll see grapes, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you ever if you ever buy Gordon's
and you don't see the fruits
back there, my guy,
I'm a landed man.
Bago mali ya Kariobangi
bara wakati nani wasemanga unazitengenezea maricho tole ngoma alai
have you moved out? Vani moved out?
Yeah.
Silatoi? The road moved out at 5.
I've been on the street.
You've been out here, man.
You're cooking, man. Hey, ducking and robbing.
You've seen Neninos when you charge. Landlords want to start charging $19.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah.
But I really come with mom.
They want me to go back to the streets.
Kenya shillings is already hard enough. Because, like, because I don't know what they did to the water bill. I did the same to ask my landlord. Why didn't I swim? Because why am I using 14 units of water? Like, I don't even wash clothes.
I didn't wash anything.
Like,
imagine if I'm going to cook you
too.
Hey, usually, you are too. That you come magic dog on a panguza jar. Like, any job.
Say, I didn't mean it. Cabbage didn't release my mom of war. What's going on? The load has been the same. Clothes zimekuwa zenye anaosha ni the same. She washes them in the same time.
Uh-huh.
But the water bill?
The water bill is crazy.
The water bill is fucking insane. Hadi nimesamaniaje just for the fucking plot. I'll go to my mom's and just chill there for a month. And then see the bill I'll get.
That's the same thing you told like Milano. Because the man is quite in a swim. He's like actually loved at you when you there's something
nothing in my house is leaking.
Nothing has changed. Like clothes are also at the same frequency. Organ is the same frequency. Dishes the same frequency. Like what accounts to this bill? Like I should just tell me.
Man, after this all, your babe doesn't shower like other babes. Serious quick shower. You're clean, you hit the road. Mm-hmm. See, I'm a demon, get a hot shower, rinse yourself with a
exfoliation,
cold rinse. Hey. Bro, no. Just a shower, done showering, outside. Even Pedro doesn't take consume that much water. How the fuck did I go to living alone and I'm paying for water at like what 560? That is last year, January, February times. Says I'm paying water 1500. And I've been doing the same fucking things. I have a TV, I have a bar, I have a fridge. These things are always online.
Yeah.
Water! Ah. Are you gonna charge in dollars?
Hey, Mase, that's just crazy.
Dollars. Alafu, we check it. They also need now, kuna tax ingine wanataka kuimplementiwa. Especially these guys in Nairobi who've built, who are renting Kilimani sides.
Mm.
So the people who built the building will be paying an annual levy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you not upload.
No, but it exists because we have land in Langata and we do that. Like a house, we do pay every month.
Every year.
Like but you have to pay.
Kuna rates. You know, these are land rates. Like, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
The one he's saying is a levy.
Yeah.
In order to get, like, there's something more to be added.
Yeah.
So the thing is that.
Yeah.
What are your guys are like the tenants, obviously.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
True. No, but only
$1.
Because now, you know, because yeah, I pay 33K per month.
Mm-hmm.
If you convert that to fucking dollar, I'm going to be paying like 38.40.
I love dollar if I need 200. Pali August.
Hey, manze, election year. I love Ruto akuja tuambie mambo imefanyika kidogo.
Bas. Niongezeni miaka ingine mbili.
Muone.
Mali imefika. Mali
imefika.
I just need to fucking buy a gun. Every week I go out there and I just shoot.
I saw this tweet. Yeah,
to just keep the rent prices fucking reasonable around these parts.
This is to say, but back then, assassinations used to be a thing.
Yeah. Man, ISIS are slacking.
It's on the job.
ISIS are slacking. Al Qaeda. Why did these guys go? Say what I began a war to.
Kumbora moja safi hapo siku kuna kitu parliament.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wakitaka watu wajitokeze, crimes against humanity, we will be there.
Because what's the worst that can happen? The country falls into military law, and now we are mandated to be in the house by 7. Yeah. Sign me up!
Go and there!
Sign me up!
Bedrotti!
Sign me the fuck up! Ah, man. Ah, mazi. Historia dollar. Oh, just choosing to check to by Nyamia.
Yum.
Yeah.
Better to take a pile.
In a level of corrogality or a budget, too.
That's how bad it is out here. That's how bad it is, bruh. What? Wait, you're a Jacob to let chicken son buy me 50, bro.
Adi Mimi, and I've been
and broke. And you're broke, bruh.
Hey, you got broke like in a chwani now.
Bro.
Hey, man.
It's bad. See? Hey. I do want to show my line Konga Ugali.
I saw that video.
Just in case, man. Because, brother, you know, I understood that nigga. It makes sense for us to eat one meal per moza.
Yeah.
Then you go cook yourself Ugali. And then we have to cook again. So now we are on a negative on the unga and we're on a negative on the stove. Bro. Ah, man. It's just fucking expensive to be alive right now.
Facts.
Like, I'm sorry, it's just too fucking expensive, man. No kuna jua ba. Shadrach and Abednego ng kwa jua. Wangia budio sana.
Ingebidi, hamna venye angekaa ngumu.
Na budio sana mzee.
What?
Man.
No.
And then you wanna fucking tell me it's my fault? See them motherfuckers who are building trains that were burning coal, Ukoma 18 something.
Mm-hmm.
It's their fault. See, we're out here dealing with the consequences.
Yeah.
And then they want to tell me my one Castro
at the end
is ruining the environment. Did you see the amount of flights that went for the Super Bowl?
Uh-huh.
Everyone was fucking landing in their own private jet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to blame me for me and Campion going to work?
You know,
technically, all my carbon footprint is high.
By the way, you can actually like do the most as an individual to curb ati useme kila mahali unatembea unachukua makaratasi. But for every piece of aluminium can you pick, a company is producing 1,000 times more. At the same time, Tesla only took just one of the companies. So bro, can you unafanya kukokota takataka? It's already useless. Currently, says in the Pacific, we have trash bigger
tons
than Texas.
Tons of fucking
bigger
trash
than Texas state floating in the ocean right now. Sasa unataka kuniambia ati sasa hii karatasi inachukua
straw yangu.
Ai, hakuna haja.
How many jobs does Taylor Swift have? Let me just fucking. Now we're just gonna be fucking petty.
Manze, kwa sababu imefika hapo juu.
How many jobs? Because why? What? Ai, let's go. Bro, motherfucker. Oh, she has two private jets.
Just two.
And me.
It's one thing owning just two private jets, and it's another thing using them to go everywhere.
Like, that's why Nawambia.
In the same state.
Did you see? We have this thing called the flight map.
Uh-huh.
If you saw the flight map for the Super Bowl, bro, everyone and their dog is landing in their fucking private jets. And you're here telling me I need to carry the road to work to minimize our carbon.
Kapooling pale.
Nah. Call the fucking cops, man. I don't know. Anyway.
Manze, some EMP device should be set up on Earth. Eh? Kila mtu tu, like every electrical thing is Zimwe. Companies is Zimwe.
But that would be heavy. Cause, yo. Everything right now runs on a fucking computer.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you choose to fry every computer on the fucking planet, all of us outside.
Tunaanza kazi ya carpentry.
Tunakuwa jobless.
Masonry. Local scammers.
Man.
Hapana.
Yo. Anyway, have you all seen this video going around of this mama? Not fuck. Before we even go there, no, your life is fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
SGR, hakuna mtu anabook SGR. See, we are fucking going for kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Nini? Nime delay booking SGR for kaleidoscope. Hard delay. Seats has sold.
Ilishapanda bei.
Yes, ilipanda.
Yeah.
It's
1500
regular, and then 4-5 for the first class.
Yeah.
Nobody's fucking booking this shit. Yeah?
Pandas journey come up on a degree.
Alafu, unatoa visa, una make Kenya visa free.
But then people think that that's an advantage,
it's
and it's not.
It's not.
Hey, Maze, we're having buffoons running the country. I swear to God.
Me, Mazimu, sometimes I just need my mom to fucking run this country.
Vilana run your nyumba iko way better.
Watch, bro. I need, you see the guys
order
who owns Per Metro?
Yeah.
You order them motherfuckers.
But,
to
hey,
true.
Bro, I need
this Super Metro.
He instills in their conductors. Bro, not just Super Metro. He has a kuwa na one person. Na inashukisha that one person. Na isonge.
Hakuna tingoja kwa stage.
Lofa, my friend. Lofa iko na imejaa watu wanasimama. Na imesimama kwa stage, imepark. Haijasimama, imepark kwa stage. It's getting other people.
Ili gari ijae excess. Si hadi ijae tu. Ijae hadi watu wasimame.
Super Metro ni stage to fucking stage. Uta panda Super Metro ya kwenda tao. Alafu izungukia hapo yo roundabout ya Nyayo. Ikisi ameshuke.
Never, by the way.
Have you seen how they fucking, in December, these motherfuckers go Eldoret, Western, whatever. And they fucking work from Maragolian. Maragolian is serving Kikuyu, is serving Juja, is serving Iplis in Gile.
Suka, Kawendani.
Wendani side.
Ngong Road.
Yeah.
From Maragolian. Ili washinda and wakalete yoti ya Siokimao side. Wakaileta hapo Mfangano Street.
Yeah.
But that is also serving Siokimao Kitengela site.
Yeah.
But they're running that whole operation from that tiny space smoothly.
Bro.
Hudai Kotha. Bro.
like the fact that kuna lines like this
place. People are willing to watch any wambia crazy fact. Snow hapo sana taski ziko.
Yeah.
Taski kuna kwa na hizo mamat za isli. Hizo mats na kwa ever empty. Ever empty. Hizo kwa ukiwa na harakati tunadai kunini. Pati yo mat kimeja inatokanga. But people will prefer hadi wazunguke aka hizo mara mbili.
Bas.
Ili wapange line.
Bro, like jinsi kwa tulikuwa tunasimama kwa mvua. Kenya mpe inakuja na sema 30 bobadi tao.
Hakuna. We like now. Nah.
Tumuza nah. Kwa metro.
Hakuna acha. Hakuna
acha. Ah man, let's super metro fucking run this country.
Yo, actually hawa si wame revolutionize the industry ya matatus. Saizi wame leta so much discipline. Sai, I'm only hoping. Waingie tu Jogorod na wafika di Rongai bro.
It's done.
Actually, how is it fika Rongai? Because they need a stage. Na Rongai kuna stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you see
Rongai? What are those they build it for themselves? Yeah. Because even with the whole electrification of PSVs,
mm-hmm.
I genuinely feel if Super Metro was to fully pull the trigger to go full electric matatus,
they yeah.
Because I've seen they have, is it two or three?
They have several. Not just two. Yeah. They have several.
If they decide to make it work,
full force,
they will fucking make it.
It'll be.
They will. Neta kwa 50 bob.
Bas. Na ikiza upandi.
Upandi.
Bro, we funga. There was this day to kwa tuwa wili. Then like there's only one seat. And you come like moja kaya mamshuke nye what? Like dead ass. Like. As you unashuku kipigia ma kofi like. Ni bro.
You understand the job, man.
Oh man. Like these guys. Big up Super Metro. Big up
Super Metro, man. Shout out Super Metro. Like you lot, you fucking know the job.
No, India for business.
And Maze, like, do you understand like how bulk of it comes down to fucking discipline?
Water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bulk of it is coming down to discipline. Because like me and Julie's are two example. Have you all seen how expressway is so fucking unstandardized now?
Yeah. Like unapita expressway but unapatana jam kwa exit uko like
this that acha hiyo tuingia to the pricing bit of things.
They hike but
here's the fucking thing, you know, if you cause me every day I previously before the hike I used 228 bob to the office and back standard etc. Now on a good day I'll pay 350
plus.
Same fucking distance. Here's what I'm not getting. Why is it in the morning I'll pay 380? At lunchtime I'll pay 320. 4 PM, 5 PM, I'll pay 4 soak. It is way cheaper for you to go the whole stretch of the fucking expressway than you to enter at SGR or JKIA and exit at Capital Center or the new one, Haile Selassie. It doesn't make sense. Na hiyo kitu, by the way, si kuamini, hadi koligwama kaniambia, one day, just close your fucking eyes, load your ETC, and then ingilia mlolongo, na utoke Westlands. I did, and I fucking paid 380 shillings. If I had shukia Capital Center vile nashukua kwenda job, I'd have paid like 350.
So, it's a 30 more difference from Capital Center Westlands.
Kama hadi hakuna mati inafika hiyo bei.
But ukiingia Capital Center utoke Westlands itakukata around 250.
Ako biashara, you're sleeping and we're making money.
And you know my thinking, like whether my thinking ilikuja, it just hit me that tunge colonize you a bit longer.
That's I've been preaching this thing each and every time.
Or give us our freedom. But fucking manage our services.
Yeah.
You saw how SGR ki manage one of the chinkus, how disciplined that thing was.
Yeah.
That thing was never late. That thing never had accidents.
Mm-hmm.
That thing never had servicing issues. That thing was a standard price. Ilibaki yo thao na yo duke. Kupa na SGR kwen. Right now, look, now what Kenyans are managing.
45. With the intention of getting raised again.
And here's the fucking issue. Mbona mwache kochi and the empty. Coach iko empty. Wasa wameingia mwana. Three fucking coaches are empty. Fucking unplug those fucking things back in Nairobi. Mbona ziende Mombasa? Empty. And then this is the umachikimimia. It's the colonization in your fucking life.
In your fucking time.
In a day, alafu, unakata wase, who are already on the fucking train. It's an express train.
Uh-huh.
So there's no kusimama, there's no hijacking, there's no kudandia.
Uh-huh.
Unakata wase walishalipia tikiti yao kuingia kwa train. Kuisha kuchill. Like, since we were travel in a group, we going, why can't we just go and chill in first class? Nobody's sitting there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not gonna be picking anyone on the fucking road.
No extra cost.
To not chill too, we're all going to the same fucking place, we'll arrive at the same fucking time. So why should you bar us from going to just chill there, listen to our music, bigger noise, because colonization in your fucking mind. Like,
nigga can't say a bad damn one. A bad fucking word.
So I refreshed today and it was also it was still there. The count is currently at 103 first class seats and 611 seats. From I think 4th February has JSON.
Like, these are the booked ones, are like the empty seats.
Like the empty seats. The available seats. And every day, go to Apple.
And what's expired for February 20?
February 2024 on 4th. Zico Apple. Man. Ah, fucking hell, man. Fucking, we need.
Personally, Mimi, I'm very interested to see how Ruto will revamp like the tourism industry. How he'll revamp the economy. I'm actually like waiting. Now one or two taxes, which is okay.
Personally, the sad part is there's someone out there like at a vote to them like
yeah.
I could cut off from the world.
Let's speak about facts. Number one, Ruto Akivai 2027. Who will oppose him? Nani anaweza dethrone as we speak? You know the crazy part. When Jot Neza Sema, Ruto is shit, Ruto is nini, but who will dethrone him? Nani anaweza kuwa worthy? I'm thinking Kalonzo. But Kalonzo tena. Kalonzo is timid. I don't think Kalonzo has the guts to be a president. Hana yo
It's the question, like, it's when you ask yourself the question of who next? Who next?
Ungechagua tu wa Jakoya bana, tungeuza nyoka hapa bana, tungekuwa sawa. Joe,
like, just ask yourself who fucking next, and that's where you know. Imagine we are fucked. Proper, we are fucked.
Imagine we just need one unknown nigga, but that's the problem with Kenyans. They want names, like,
yeah.
We know this guy. And he got him in 1992. Yeah, your minister of youth affairs now for 98.
Actually, see, Kenyans, Africans. Because I think if we compare ourselves to other African countries, we are way ahead.
Not really.
Other African countries.
Depends on the African countries you're basing yourself from. Uganda, sour.
West African countries, for instance.
I legitimately believe in Africa, where the number one. Like, okay, I'm seeing a shift where people are knowing that they have the power.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Look at South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at this one here.
Benin.
Benin. This guy, I know. Is it Algiers? Whatever. So, it's a West African. He's a guy with a beret, and he's like, fuck the white man.
The military guy. I know that guy.
Let me just say,
Military.
West African. Guy, poop.
Yeah.
Google will give me the guy. Google will definitely. This motherfucker.
Yeah, he's from?
This motherfucker, Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso, yeah.
My guy, Ibrahim Traore. He is not fucking
mad. Mad respect. Like, he's like, we actually have to take this thing by force.
Yeah.
They won't ever give it to us.
Yeah.
He's just fucking 30 something.
Yeah. Look at the latest one that comes to mind is Namibia,
yeah.
Where the president resigned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so abrupt. We interrupt this briefing, this scheduled briefing for this breaking news. President goes to address the nation. Hey, we failed in the things we set out to do. I'm resigning. Peace, niggas. Yeah. So, I'm seeing a I don't want to call it a shift because a shift is so drastic. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing slowly and slowly Africans waking up to the fact that they have the power.
We are evolving, and that's good. That's good.
Yeah. And like me, by the way, my dream is for one day. I know I'll never be alive. I'll not be alive to see it. But one day when Africa decides, you know what? Imagine fuck the West. Fuck the East.
Yeah.
We are self-sufficient.
But
and they decide to close up
every single port
thing. And we are just, we are not doing any UK business. We are doing everything on ourselves.
Amongst ourselves. Ah, bro. Actually, we just do that for like hours, bro. We just close all ports, seaports, land ports.
The world has to stop.
Bro, we'll cripple the entire world, bro. Bro, we are literally the cradle.
You know, look at the Suez Canal. You remember when the Suez Canal was blocked by the Evergreen?
Yeah.
Look at what happened.
And that's got an international issue.
It's a crisis.
It's a crisis.
We are losing, with the world, the planet was losing around $100 billion per day of the Suez Canal being blocked.
Yeah. It wasn't blocked for long. It was like a week. Hey, bro.
And you have to tell me, it's just because Africa, you can see the
colonization. Fucking mind.
Bro, like, you know, bro, you were able to just escape that matrix, bro.
And you know, this is why, by the way, Mimi, I heavily, heavily commend the Wazunyes. Them motherfuckers hacked our minds.
Yeah, they saw the plot.
And that is, by the way, all you need to do is hack someone's brain. Look, you think people are out here culting because they didn't go to school? No, it's because you hacked their fucking brain. If you can hack someone's mind, you control them. Then you're an attacker call. That's why politics and religions. Yeah, that's where we're here being confused that we need the IMF to fucking survive. Bro, yes, there's so many jobless people here. If you decide to really inward the cottage industry, as wanaunda majiko, juakali cottage industries, and we fucking lean into exports of that. Bro.
May I think Gaddafi was a visionary?
Mama.
Well, my guy used to be my uncle, by the way. Just saying, just putting it out there.
before they came for him. Before they came for him. I think that guy was a visionary because, number one, and go to Tunisia. Libya. Hey, forgive my cap. But I think he was the only country in Africa that didn't have loan debts.
Yeah.
And to me, that's crazy.
Kumbuka gas was free.
Yeah,
their fuel prices were in the fucking gutter. Like, bro, fuel was fucking cheap.
Yeah, man, when I compete with Venezuela in fuel, bro,
yeah.
Like 0.20.
Africans, we, and I, it's the same way. Okay, someone who next in Kenya, it'll never. At I want to say, Gen Z's one year. Check his lantern, you're compacting. No, I'm a check bag here.
Okay.
I'm a reboot. Like, in as much as, like, you put the youngins in. Because I actually saw this TikTok of, like, how Gen Z's in HR work.
Yeah.
Bro.
Love to see it.
Love to fucking see it. Like, yeah, like Mimi, I have 90 days of sick leave. But since HR ruko kwetu ni maboomers ni Gen X, if I'm gone for more than 3 days of sickness, they'll need to come and really verify I'm sick. But Gen Z's, yo, because this meme was so beautiful. They give you take all the time you need, Nini, and then like, let me send you a reel to make you feel better. And I'm like, yes!
I see you at the top.
Yeah. So, in as much as if we ever do get, and we will.
Yeah.
Wait, because you know, age catches up with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kibaki died, Moi died.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any former presidents
exactly.
Apart from
Uhuru. My guy, who just finished building himself a super runway just in case Ruto denies him exit out of the country. Besides the point, I'm gonna fucking say this on record. Uhuru is the only person who can save us from
Ruto
right now.
Yes. He's the only one who has a plan.
The thing is, Aquila, like, since you were one.
Yeah, the funny thing is, we didn't understand what he was saying. we didn't understand what he was saying.
In my mind, it's like he's just waiting us to really, really cry and suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'll
like,
come through.
So I'm tell you about I legitimately, genuinely believe my guy Unye is the guy to fucking deliver us from evil right now. But back to what I was saying. In as much as people go dying off, you see, it's how we are brought up and just our culture in general. Because the next Gen Z in power, still in his ear, is gonna be listening to some guy in the old type of politics.
For
and that type of guy, for advice, and that type of guy, in a sense, will still be running the country through this young person. And you know what that does is, as more and more young people keep getting into power, they still have the crude beliefs and the crude way of doing things from the old type of politics.
Yeah.
So it's just a snake biting its tail, and we're just gonna be going through the same fucking cycle. And that's why I urge everyone to fucking steal and get out of the country.
No one became a billionaire through honest means. No one.
See, I was in court the other day. Nah, there's this lawyer I work
You know, for. like me and Dero just go to court to chill and just visit, just food, yeah. Tuone kuna kuanga,
yeah.
go on.
Yeah,
yeah,
man, yeah. Preach, man.
But actually, in the sense is that, like, as an intern, all you do is, like, the labor work, remember, bare affairs and shit. But the thing is,
manual
labor.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were saying, behind every great fortune is a crime. So, okay, the case is about this Indian, yada. They have like property worth 2.5 billion, and they were like fighting over it because like the grandfather died. Now he was the owner and shit. So, like, behind every great fortune is a crime.
Yeah.
So, behind the 2.5 billion, whatever, is a crime actually. Like, it's a literal crime.
Yeah.
All the lawyers know that. Like, the applicants, the respondents, they know that. So, the thing is, all clients are like, actually, yes. Fight for our rights, but don't push too much. Like, don't push to this side. They actually know that there's something behind this door. So,
I have a question for you, Edgar. And this, like, right now, I'm just going to prove that I am my mother's child. My mom would never allow someone in her house who came out of her to be a lawyer or a policeman.
Well, I lie.
No, I understand that. Would you defend a murderer in court?
Would you defend him? Not necessarily. A murderer, no. A fraud, yes.
Huh? Chill.
Listen.
Your mom won't allow. Will you partake in fraud? Will you partake in fraud?
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Exactly.
See, with all factors remaining constant.
I accept.
This life, you need to fucking have lawyers and you need to fucking own cops.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
On lawyers, on cops, and if you're really pressed, on a pilot.
Just in case.
You, yo. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, yeah, you'd engage in front. You press too much, yo. Exactly. So, I honestly wouldn't, like, defend a murderer. That for sure, I wouldn't, like, according to my principles, no.
Fuck it. No, I wanna fucking test your principles.
Yeah.
One. I killed someone.
Mm-hmm.
I did not kill someone.
Manslaughter.
This is a hypothetical situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm a billionaire. 20 mic to defend me in court.
Keep your money.
50 mic.
Keep your fucking money.
150 mic. Dollars.
Listen.
Only
listen.
350
only
million.
Listen.
500,000 shillings.
I'd rather defend a 5 million, a 5
700 million.
Let me tell you, the thing is,
I just bought Amazon and I'll give you $2 billion.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go that much for me. Nigga. Because there's always some lawyer somewhere who would
say. See, maybe you're the lawyer. You are the lawyer.
If you want to recruit another guy,
you can. Because But if you offer that much money, so as a recruitment,
exactly.
I could say idea for your case.
Okay,
let me switch this. Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist, Kenyan.
Like your favorite artist?
Currently, Bian.
Performing in Kenya, and the ticket is what? 100k.
Uh-huh.
How much do they need to pay you to not go for that experience? 100k?
$200k?
Muko shabai yotiko.
Shabai yotiko.
Me, yeah. I'm just gonna pay you to not go.
To not go. Yeah, to
105k?
Mpe maji, mpe maji, mpe maji, bana, mpe maji. Crazy things are happening. Hydrate.
Double the price of the ticket. I want to see what to go.
And that is an experience, bro.
Mm-hmm. So the thing is,
if David Guetta came,
scam cardinally one seed. There's always a price to everything. But the thing is, if someone pushes the right button,
is deep in thought. She's like, listen, I'll not go. Yo, give me 500k and a burger, and I'll stay in her with the house. Like a food, no. And I'll stay in the house. Fuck BL. Hey, like Shaizi Amini, Obare will not go for this thing just for 200k.
Actually, I was watching a movie.
200
juicy.
Do you get like everyone has a fucking price? Like, let me by the musema to mtu akinikuta cost street na niambie tu, by the way, has I will like Alvin Mokambia, I will give you 5 mic to compromise your employer. I'll be like, but the more that money goes up,
yeah, like this is always a price.
I'll be thinking, I'll be like, yo, you're offering me one.
I'm like, I can
start a new life.
Bahamas is this far.
It's like people go rob a bank,
uh-huh,
and then you're the fall guy.
Uh-huh.
Where they tell you, we're gonna rob 100 billion. We're gonna give you 20 billion. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Here's the plan.
Danny! Danny!
After before you.
Hey, after here's the plot. I don't need to know the plot. 20 billion.
The less I know, the better.
They tell you.
Ili nikenda court na sema, I know nothing. I saw nothing.
I didn't do anything. They tell you, we are gonna rob the bank on this day.
Mm-hmm.
After we rob said bank, X amount of money will be found in your account. So you'll be the number one suspect.
Mm-hmm. 20.
You'll be the number one suspect, and then you get arrested and the court proceeding.
Near the jail. 20. 20. Jail ni nini.
And you're never sorted. 20. Or 3 months or whatever, will come get you out.
Uh-huh.
The Kumuka, these guys have 80 bikes.
Mm-hmm.
80 bikes, they can do whatever they want. Bro, yes. 80 bikes, they can bike a
meter. That is power. That's not just money. That's power.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's facts. Okay.
80 bikes. Let him cook. 80 bikes, and they come get you out of prison, and they give you your 20 bikes. Will you compromise your bank for them to steal?
They have to give me a plan for how they'll get me out of prison. They'll have to give me a plan.
Sasa dero kumuko kingia jela unadinyo.
Bana! Villa Lube!
Pick up the soap,
man. The soap! Pick up the soap, man. Hey!
Kumuka, you have your 20 bikes waiting, my guy.
Unakujo, unambia, you're my bottom bitch. Ooh, wee!
So,
that's my only pay.
I'm getting a story, okay, guys.
Hey, yes, you are store, bro.
I'll give you.
Yes, you are store. Yes, you are store, bro.
You are store, bro.
Watch it, push up, bro. Okay, do you know that he has a strong stuff for jail?
I was.
Those guys
jail.
Go through. I mean, diseases. This is nothing.
Actually, know someone who went to jail, and it was a woman who went to jail, and she was told to eat pussy. But it was green.
Green?
Hey, you're quite explicit.
Serious fucking thing.
Green. Green is wild.
I kid you not, if I'm lying, I'm dying today.
Hey.
She got to jail, and you see the way they come for you.
Everyone you think you want.
So they got her and room her, and she was to eat pussy. Went down on this woman, and it was fucking green. So she refuses to eat, said vagina, yeah?
You actually don't refuse. You ask questions.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, you said gali.
You said gali. Hey. Atini omoka gani.
You said, oh no.
Say,
cause hey. For it to be green,
she refused to eat and mm-hmm. she struggled like her life there was, but up yeah. until she went inside vagina.
Well, okay, and I get your perspective, Joe. Yo. They'll make sure you eat it. You whether you like it or not, it,
bro. You but, okay, but, the whole actually, sport. Okay, the vagina said, like, how does she preserve it to be green? Like, how she, like,
because by the way, I was hearing this story, and Baum was like, this is algae. let me just fucking yeah. ask ChatGPT where a vagina would be.
Hey, my name, because me, I didn't miss Jay.
Now, hey, yo, green discharge green. In vagina. Let's see what.
Just green vagina.
Yeah, what? This is bacterial vaginosis or sexually transmitted infections like trichomoniasis. Pull up! Hey, trichomoniasis or gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah. That's actually just the bacteria.
My guy. Yeah, you have to eat. You have to eat.
You
I'm
got
I'm a cannibal.
You just
got
green. Any cannibal, okay.
And then you can get gonorrhea, oral gonorrhea.
Yeah, I actually can.
Rascal, brother. Joe.
You got kitten on a good one yesterday.
Speaking of, that's a fucking perfect segue. Mumu check if these vending machines for STD tests.